This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
I've been silenced.
No, you weren't allowed to talk yet.
I've been canceled.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. We kick off the second hour of this program, a special edition of the show in the midst of Porcupine Freedom Festival number, 18 or something like that, and the fifth annual Fork Fest, which kicks off tomorrow, although some say it started last Monday. So
some say it never ended at all.
That's a good point. It just depends on who you ask. It's Ian and the Captain in the studio here. Our number is available to you. We're doing a special midpoint edition. Aria needed a break.
Yeah, we're bridging between the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Fork Fest.
Yes, and normally when we're all on the campground as we were last year and previous years, you know, usually people get breaks because we have enough people that are there to where, you know, if Aria wants to take a day off,
yep.
No problem. I'm there. I got, you know, got things covered, or vice versa.
Right.
But I'm not there. I can't be there under these insane bail conditions that I'm currently set out, which is supposedly being at liberty prior to trial, which is obviously not. And the whole Crypto 6 situation, if you don't know what that is, go to thecrypto6.com and you can check out what happened to us back in March when the FBI raided the studios.
It's
here.
Still happening, arguably.
Yeah, it's still going on. And so I'm not there, and this has, for the longest time, been the event that I've been a major tent pole as far as the broadcast side of things is concerned. So Aria is now that tent pole, and frankly, she doesn't have a whole lot of other options up there. Mark was there for a couple of days, and for whatever reason, he had to go. And she's been managed to hold down the fort every day, but she needed a day off, so that's why we're here. We came in here. We're still in Keene, New Hampshire, so we're here in the normal studio. The phone lines are open as normal. The number is back to what it was, 603-283-6160. If you had the old 202 number that we had temporarily programmed in, that is gone. It will not work, so remove that from any devices that you might have programmed it into, and make sure you call us at 603-283-6160. We're going to go back to your calls coming up. Captain, you wanted to discuss the Derek Chauvin decision. The sentencing happened this week, and that, I believe, was not discussed on the air at all. I've been listening to the shows every night.
I think we'd be remiss to not talk about it, especially how it, you know, seems really low, in my opinion.
We'll talk about that. But let's go to your calls and thoughts first. Robert is in South Carolina. And, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hello. Oh, that was my bad. Robert, we have you now. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, in other words, Rabbi Yeshua was his real name, he actually did not violate the laws. As a matter of fact, when he was asked, and his accountant, by the way, was Judas Iscariot, and in any case, when he was asked about paying taxes, Jesus Christ said, let me see the coin, and the coin had Julius Caesar's head on it. So he said, pay what to Caesar is Caesar's. That was his answer to that. In other words, do not violate the law. Also, the Jesus Christ Church of Latter-day.
Well, that's one interpretation of that. It's a common, obedient interpretation of that particular phrase. And then another interpretation is that he was saying, give this crap back to these government gangsters. It's garbage.
Well, you couldn't. It was a legal tender because Judea was an autonomous region within the Roman Empire, and it had a governor. So it was definitely part of the Roman Empire, and Roman currency was definitely the currency of the day.
Robert, what was the bit where Jesus sort of went on a rampage and, you know, started flipping tables and that kind of thing? What happened?
That's
there?
A totally different thing. That was a religious kind of a thing. Those guys in the back should not have been doing business in the back of the synagogue, and I agree with him on that one.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't it specifically about the tax collectors?
Not at all.
There's all kinds of things that were written out there by people saying Jesus is actually an anarchist, that he's anti-state, anti-government. But everybody's got their opinions about these things. Thanks for the call tonight. The number here is 603.
I'm not even convinced, like, that was an actual person.
That our caller was a real person?
No, Jesus
was.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of, you know, stuff written, but, you know, I mean, I didn't live back then, you know, I didn't, you know, these are only recountings of people with no evidence, in my opinion. I haven't seen, you know, there may have been a person on which all of these stories were based, but these stories are so convoluted over many translations and thousands of years of time. You know, they were obviously written by human beings, not by, you know, this man himself. So these were at best observers of behaviors of a person. So I put as much faith into all of that as I do into Scientology.
Here's a little bit from a piece,
which is zero, by the way,
over at RichardDuar.wordpress.com. Was Jesus Christ an anarchist, specifically an anarcho-capitalist? Writes Odwar Odoku, which I'll link to this on our social media over at social.freetalklive.
Was capitalism even like a thought, a philosophy at that point?
Maybe it hadn't been named as such, but going into this here, I'm going to just skip ahead to part one. Jesus' birth and death are acts of defiance to government. If Joseph and Mary had not intentionally denied King Herod the Great's will and escaped as fugitives with baby Jesus to Egypt, the story of the Savior as we know it would have been different or simply not there. Another religion would have occupied the seat Christianity occupies today. Jesus would have been mercilessly killed, and needless to say, his ministry and fulfillment of the scriptures, widely written and discussed, would never have been. To the government, Jesus was born a criminal, and he would later be killed as a common criminal. Matthew 2:1-6 talks about the baby's crime. Quote, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who's been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he'd gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, that's the government, right? He inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, in Bethlehem. And then going on, they said, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Though young, now this is back to the interpretation here, Herod considered Jesus to be a direct threat to his power. Whether his fear was justified or not, the central thesis is that he considered him a threat to the existence of the government. Herod represents the earthbound kingdom based on unholy usurpation, deception, and subjugation. Jesus represented the alternative, and because of that, he was guilty. Herod sought to exterminate him. To save Jesus' skin, the Bible introduces us to the concept of holy defiance of government. And then they quote another section of Matthew 2:13-15, saying, quote, now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. So, saying specifically to avoid the government, get away from these criminal gangsters. And the final statement here, when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt and was there until the death of the king, Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet.
I just don't think you can prove or disprove that a mythological character was or was not anarchist. That's like saying Zeus was an anarchist.
That's why I say there's different
Medusa
arguments.
Medusa was an like, really? Okay.
It's an old book, and people have different interpretations of it. So when Herod learned the wise men had disobeyed his orders and that they had not reported back to him as instructed, he ordered the extermination of all male children in Bethlehem and surrounding areas. Sounds like something that a government would do. Hoping that such an act will actually lead to the extermination of Jesus as well. So just kill every male baby out there, and maybe we'll get the one we're looking for. Never mind the barbarism of such a government. In my short years of existence, writes the author, I've read and witnessed governments doing that. The only difference is the motive for the act. History records that it was only after Herod had perished that Joseph brought his family to Egypt and to Nazareth, and only when Archelaus, Herod's son, was the king of Judea. And so, anyway, it goes on. I'll link to this on our social media. You can check it out for yourself. It's one of those things that people are going to argue about forever, but, you know, there's no doubt that he was put to death by the government, right? Jesus was crucified for speaking what they say is the truth, and the truth is the enemy of the government, says the author. And there's more where he says that Jesus commanded all to follow the golden rule, etc. We'll continue here. Our number is 603-283-6160.
Do you know why Jesus doesn't eat M&Ms?
Why?
They keep falling through the holes in his hands.
Oof.
make Jesus go pretty good, though.
Yeah, if Jesus was somebody who believed in love and peace, which is how he's purported to be, then he couldn't possibly be in favor of the state.
You would think.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. Coming up, Derek Chauvin, the killer cop. We'll talk about what happened to him.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. I want to make it clear, I'm not a Christian. I just wanted to, you know, share the opposite perspective.
I'm Sister sure. Christian, oh, your time has come.
Unfortunately, Gene the Christian Anarchist passed away late last year, a regular Christian anarchist caller.
I know we've got a bunch of listeners that are Christian and also philosophically, you know, anarchist, voluntarist.
And they can make a way better argument, you know, than I can.
I don't know. To me, like, I stopped believing in all of that kind of stuff because I see what it does to people. It makes them, it gives people justification to act in ways they otherwise wouldn't act.
Well, I mean, the Christian anarchists tend to be pretty principled people in my experience. I mean, I wouldn't say that they're out there doing crazy, violent stuff like the government gangs are.
No, not physically, but there is a mental component to that, particularly when, you know, you're procreating and you are literally inflicting your dogma, your religion, onto another human being before they can understand it. Right, it's the same thing with like Santa Claus.
Hold on. Now, should parents be able to do that with their views about government?
Well, I mean, government is a religion.
It
so
is.
Nope.
So a parent,
but it gets done anyway.
So you're saying that a parent shouldn't be able
What I think parents should and shouldn't be able to do is irrelevant.
You don't have kids.
I don't believe in telling other people what they should and shouldn't do. Like, I don't have the answers. I don't have
But you're bemoaning it. You're not telling them what to do,
right.
But you're bemoaning.
I'm saying that it's unfair to the human being
to inculcate them at a young age with
or indoctrinate them in some way.
So is it my question though? Is it unfair for them to also inculcate them with, let's say, voluntarism, as many liberty oriented types are likely to do? If you were at Forkfest or the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you'd see plenty of kids running around there.
I would love a society in which every human being could make up their own minds.
Mm-hmm.
How we get to that point, I'm unclear. I don't have the secret path. I don't have the magic bullet to get us there.
I don't disagree with you, Captain, that a young person should be allowed to make a choice, you know, as far as,
or several choices. Like,
you can do all these things.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to be a Christian today. I'm going to be a Catholic tomorrow. I'm going to be a Jew on Friday.
Some point, though, you know, and again, I'm not a parent, you're not a parent, but we were all kids at one time. At some point, even if you're raised in a family that has no religion to inculcate a child with, let's leave out the belief in the state, even though that is a religion and that's a whole other conversation. Let's just talk about traditional gods.
Yeah.
Even if you're in that family, at some point, your kid is going to see somebody else believing in a thing. Maybe it'll be on television or they'll have a friend or whatever, and they're going to ask you a question about it. At some point, you're going to be given the opportunity to say something.
Yeah.
And so would you say that the answer should be, well, you know, sort of explain religion in general and explain that there's a bunch of different options out there. And, you know, we want you to be able to make a decision for yourself. So whatever our beliefs are, we didn't want to impose upon you. Is that kind of what you think?
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had kids and they were asking me those questions, that seems about what I would like my response to be.
Mm. But how would you answer that when it came to their question about what is a government?
Well, so that would be a little bit different because the government is a unique entity in that it is force.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
all that
you're
it is.
Saying it's okay to teach your kids not to use force against somebody else?
I think that should be a fundamental human motive.
Okay.
Is to not use force to, like.
So you would say it's okay to teach them that the state is an evil religion? And they should stay away from it?
I think they should look at the evidence and come to the conclusion themselves, is what I think. What is government? Well, let's look at that. What is government? Where did it come from?
But there's no doubt that you, as the teacher, inevitably are going to taint the evidence with your opinion, okay?
You said taint.
There's no way you can get away. Like, how could you possibly present what the state is to your, you know, little child, your loved one or whatever, without putting your opinion into the discussion about, you know, this is violence.
It would be very difficult.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Look, this is violence, and it's not okay.
I agree with you in that respect, but I also think that children will ask these questions, and sometimes the correct answer is no answer at all. right, is to let them think about the question for a while. Let them investigate the question with, you know, whatever means they have. I mean, we didn't have the internet when I was growing up, so I couldn't, right? Best I could do is go look stuff up in an encyclopedia that was 20 years old.
Yeah.
You know, or go to the library, and, you know, find one that's 5 years old because they cycle them out every 5 years or whatever. You know, that kind of a thing. So it wasn't, I didn't have this, you know, magic rectangle in my pocket that I could, like, suddenly answer all of my questions. You know, I had to ponder things for a while, you know, until I found, you know, some evidence or whatever of whatever the question was. So these are difficult things, right?
Yeah,
how do you teach children? How do you objectively teach children, right? How do you teach children without tainting them with your personal perspective and point of view? Most parents aren't successful at this. I would beg to differ that, or I would venture to think that most parents haven't even thought about how to be objective with their children and teaching them things about religion or government. Mm-hmm. Most parents, I think, just go, well, we believe this, mm-hmm. right? And by we, they're including the child. Right, we, in our family, we believe these things, and you're part of our family, so you believe these things, too, is generally how it goes, or at least how it went with all of my friends growing up and that kind of a thing. You know, if little Joey across the street, you know, if his parents were Catholic, he was Catholic.
Well, you know? And there's a difference between saying, we believe this religious thing because we read an old book that our parents read, mm-hmm. and they were this thing. You know, that's your typical religious upbringing, right? Is somebody's parents said a thing, and so they learned it from their parents and so on, and there's no real thought to it. It's just, this is what we were told.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's a moral question of, let's say, Derek Chauvin's, the case where, you know, he chokes George Floyd to death, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with explaining a moral system to your kids, right? That's different than inheriting a book or inheriting a viewpoint from, you know, some old religion. It's like, hey, don't hurt people, right? That's one of the basics you should teach your kids, right? Is, hey, you know, if Johnny does something to you you don't like on the playground, you know, you don't have the right to go up and pull his hair or, you know, beat him up or whatever. And those are important lessons to be able to teach kids, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I think extrapolating that to the government, there's nothing wrong with giving them that particular opinion, yeah. I don't think.
I certainly was not given the information, the evidence, if you will, of what government was, whether it was from any variety of parental units that I had, much less any sort of school system and that kind of a thing.
Well, if you don't teach them, somebody else is gonna. That's the other problem with kids. I mean, they're constantly, you know, absorbing information from the world around
them. I was taught all the usual stuff, right? Yeah. When it came to, we're this kind of religion, and our family's been this religion, blah, blah, blah. I had the weird bit where I have multiple sets of parents because of foster mm-hmm. care and, you know, all this kind of thing, and adoption, et cetera, and so on. So I have several different sets of parents. I was exposed to several different versions mm-hmm. of Christianity, if you will. And they were all kind of the same, just different flavor, you know, oh, our books are red instead of black or whatever, I don't know, you know, some subtle difference between the religions, but mostly they were just ceremony with some singing and a guy, you know, preaching. And then when it comes to governments, I mean, I was taught the same thing everybody else in the United States was, which is, oh, we the people and we are the government and blah, blah, blah.
You know, yeah, it would seem to be
none of that's true.
Critical to counter that information. If I were a parent, I would definitely not want them to pick that information up from society, or any kind of school or whatever. I'd want them to know what government really is as early on as possible. But you can share your thoughts with us, 603-283-60.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The death toll from the collapse of a Florida condominium tower has risen to 9 people as the search for survivors entered a fourth day. 152 people remain unaccounted for following the partial collapse of the 12-story building early Thursday morning. The city of Surfside, Florida, where the tower is located, has declared a state of emergency along with neighboring Miami Beach, where much of the staging for the search and rescue efforts are taking place. And the Pacific Northwest remains in the grips of a record-breaking heat wave that has seen several new record high temperatures already set. Most of the region will remain under an excessive heat warning for the majority of this week, with some areas seeing temperatures more than 30 degrees hotter than average. The National Weather Service predicting that Portland, Oregon will see a high near 115 degrees on Monday. Relief should begin to come by Tuesday as temperatures fall in much of the region, but will still remain above average for the week. This is USA Radio News. COVID vaccinations among people working with one of the most at-risk populations from the virus are lagging dramatically. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Less than half of nursing home staffers across 15 states have been fully vaccinated, despite the disproportionate level of harm that COVID-19 imposes on seniors, a trend elder care advocates fear could put the most vulnerable population at risk. Long-term care facilities such as nursing homes in 15 states, including Mississippi, Wyoming, Alabama, and Louisiana, have fully vaccinated about 48% or fewer staffers over the past few months. Some nursing homes and assisted living facilities have made COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for their employees in order to work, citing the devastation caused by the pandemic in resident populations. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and the number, if you want to join us here on the Live Sunday show, the intermission show, if you will, in between the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest.
Halftime.
Yep, we're here. They will be continuing, presumably beginning tomorrow, as the first day of Forkfest unofficially starts. There's no official anything with Forkfest. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more. It is not too late for you to get up there. They're going to be hanging out, liberty-minded folks, hanging out at Rogers Campground, the largest campground in New Hampshire.
All week long.
All the way through this coming Sunday.
Yep.
So the Sunday the 4th, and a big fireworks show expected on Saturday the 3rd. You don't want to miss that, so if you can get up there for the weekend, definitely do that. I would if I could, but I'm here on bail conditions, stuck here in the studio. Otherwise, we wouldn't be
alive.
Wait,
are you trying to say that you're finally a use case for somebody videotaping the fireworks?
I did videotape video record the fireworks last year.
Okay, let me follow up question. Since you did videotape them, do you ever find yourself going back and watching fireworks?
Oh, God,
that you
no.
videotaped?
Who would watch video record the fireworks?
That's my point.
Yeah, I wanted to do it because the guy actually had never had it happen before. No one had ever, you know, done a proper recording. And I, by no means was mine, like, the best video ever or anything like that. But I gave it my best effort. I'm not experienced at doing focus pulls on fireworks
right,
or anything
yeah.
like that. Autofocus isn't probably
I'm
the
not
best
either,
thing
so.
to do on that. But he was happy about it. And, you know, that's all that mattered.
That's good.
So, and it did give, I think, people a little taste of it.
I'm really more digging at people who, like, you know, every year they'll, you know, bust out their phone and videotape or their video camera and,
yeah.
you know, video the tape. Listen how old I am. Yeah. They'll videotape, yeah. No, they will video the fireworks. And they're usually horrible pictures and horrible videos
that are
so far away that it's, like, completely useless to
watch. Had a good camera, like, so, and a tripod. It's not like it was a terrible video. Yeah. But the point was to kind of give a taste for how good the fireworks were. And that's all you can do with even a decent video of fireworks is just a taste of it. You can never reproduce the actual experience
of
fireworks.
This is just a kick-ass public service announcement. Yeah. That is, put down your phones and your video and enjoy the fireworks with your friends and family. Just go ahead and do that this year.
I was able to enjoy it at the same time of recording it, but mushrooms might have been partially the reason for that.
Well, you like being on a mission, too, right? Yeah, so
603-283-6160 is the number here. You know, there's an update here. Before we get into Derek Chauvin, yep. I was just pulling up the news to see if there's anything breaking or whatever. There is an update on the McAfee alleged suicide, and that is there's now an alleged suicide note that was allegedly found on McAfee, and we don't yet know what the suicide note is claiming, but supposedly they have a suicide note. His wife, however, according to The Sun, the-sun.com, Janice McAfee, she says, I blame the U.S. authorities for this tragedy. Now, because of these politically motivated charges against him, my husband is dead. His last words to me were, quote, I love you, and I will call you in the evening, unquote. And then he suicided himself? Why would he tell his wife he was going to call her in the evening and then kill himself? You know? She says, these words are not words of somebody who is suicidal. She continued to rail against the suggestion he would end his own life. She said further, quote, he didn't deserve to die in a filthy prison like a caged animal. All John wanted to do was spend his remaining years fishing and drinking. He had hoped that things would work out. We knew that there would be an uphill battle to continue to fight this situation.
That sounds like a good retirement, fishing and drinking. Right?
She called McAfee a fighter and that he was ready to battle against the criminal rap that he was up against. She said he would never quit this way. He would never take his own life in this way. I don't believe he did this, and I will get answers. I want answers on how this was able to happen.
Well, and my question is, you know, where's the video?
Of his cell?
Yeah.
Not all cells are being recorded.
Why not?
Well,
you know, what about the people who are supposed to be, you know, like on guard, guarding people? You know, like making sure they're okay in their cells. What about those people?
I'll
where
tell
are
you,
they at?
I don't know what Spanish jail is like or Spanish prison. That's where he was being held. He was in Spain when they picked
him
up.
Just like regular prison, but with, like, you know, a different language.
I presume so.
More
and
culture.
Like,
I don't know.
And I don't know what prison's like either, Captain. I've never been in prison, thankfully. I've been in jails.
Yeah.
And the most recent jail I was in, there are suicide watch cells, which do have cameras in them. However, McAfee was not on suicide watch from what we know. If you're not on suicide watch, you're just in a regular cell on a cell block. And in many cases, that means there's not actually a camera view inside of your cell. And the cell block that I was being held in, 23-hour-a-day lockdown in Merrimack County Spiritual Retreat, there was no camera view inside my cell. There was one PTZ camera that's a pan-tilt zoom camera that was located in the center of the cell block.
Right.
On the ceiling. And if there were any hidden cameras on that block, I wasn't able to discern them. So I'm pretty sure this was the one camera that they had. So they can spin it around and, you know, sort of get a view of the whole cell block. But as far as what's going on in the cells, unless your cell's directly in the, you know, side 90-degree view or whatever of that camera, then they might be able to kind of peek into your little teeny slit window and see some of your cell. But you still would have an area in your cell, even in those cells, where they still wouldn't be able to see you.
Yeah.
So... and the guards come around twice an hour, and again, that may be different in different jails and different prisons, but they do a count, what they call twice an hour, where they walk around, and sometimes they do what they call a standing head count,
right.
Where they say, standing head count!
Yeah.
You know, they yell it at the top of their lungs, and they walk around, and if you're still in bed, they're like, get out of bed, get a stand up, and that's how they check and see if you're dead.
Right.
So, you know, if you were actually in the process of dying, unless you're screaming... They're not going to know. There's only one guard on the cell block, and he's sitting away from you. And if you're not dying at the exact time that he's, you know, walking and knocking on windows and looking through and doing the head count, they won't have any idea. So
I'm a little bit bummed about McAfee dying because I was hoping that at some point he would write a book.
He never did?
Well, I don't know that he didn't, but, like, I wanted one, you know, from when he did reach retirement, you know, looking back on his life, you know, that sort of retrospect, you know, the McAfee, the McAfee Chronicles, if you will, told from his perspective, not necessarily like some other writer's perspective. You know?
Yeah, that would be interesting. So that's the update. His wife saying he said he was going to call me later. He's a fighter. He wouldn't have done this.
It's so difficult today to believe any official account of anything.
No doubt. And this one stinks, for sure.
It sure does.
And here's another question. Is Derek Chauvin going to end up dead in prison? By his own hand or by the hands of the other prisoners?
Well, supposedly he can get out in as little as 15 years.
And he's, what, in his 40s right now, or late 30s or something like that?
Yeah, I want to say he's 40. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly.
So this is the guy in Minneapolis. For those that don't recall the name, he is the man who choked a man to death, George Floyd to death.
Yeah, his name was George Floyd.
On video.
Had his
for 9 minutes or whatever.
On his neck.
Yep.
And the man's life expired.
Now, most of the time when cops kill people, and it happens like 1,000 times a year in the United States, last I checked, I believe the numbers were up last year compared to 2019. Whenever this happens, they almost always are found innocent. Their charges are dropped.
Yep.
They get a slap on the wrist, worst case, maybe a stern talking to, and then they're, you know, in a lot of cases, given a promotion. But this case was a little different, wasn't it?
Well, in this case, they sentenced Mr. Chauvin to 22.5 years.
In this case, people actually set the police station on fire during protests last year, so the government gang had a bit of an incentive to see that something actually happened in this case. That's why they brought the charges in the first place.
The governments should fear their people. People should not fear their governments.
Yeah, so this was a little different. The reaction of the population, I think, was a huge factor in why these charges were even brought in the first place. Because most of the time, when the police investigate one of their own guys, they're like, nope. We're just washing our hands of this. It's all good.
We investigated ourselves and found that we did nothing wrong.
Everything's okay here. He did it by the book. He choked that man to death by the book, is what they would have said in any other circumstance. And if you doubt what I'm saying, go and look at all the other instances of police killing, ostensibly peaceful people. And what was the worst thing this guy was accused of doing? Passing off a fake $20 bill? Yeah. That's why the cops got called? I mean, that's bad and all, but it ain't death. It's not the death penalty. 603-283-6160. More on Chauvin's sentence coming up. You can join us.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the number if you want to join in, we're here live, the Sunday edition of the show, number 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. We've actually kind of had a, I would say, like a prison theme here tonight. We talked about John McAfee's alleged suicide, his wife now saying that he had intended to call her that evening, on which he took his own life. He had said he was going to call her back. And there's now an alleged suicide note as well. So also Julian Assange, the one of the key witnesses in the U.S. government's case against him, now coming out as a liar, a proven liar. So all kinds of interesting news here. I'm glad we actually got to do this show, because like you were saying during the break there, Captain, we both been just piling up show prep. Most of which hasn't been talked about from the Porcupine Freedom Festival episodes, because you're busy talking about what's going on there.
Well, and you get into the routine of doing show prep, and you don't want to, you know, forego your routine, and so you just, you know, keep piling it on. So,
oh, yeah.
That's fine. We get an opportunity here. And, yes, listeners, you did hear correctly, we are doing the show live right now, if you're listening.
That's right. If it's between 7 and 10 Eastern time in the evening, you're hearing us live.
Right.
And so join us.
Sort of a bridge between the Pork Fest and the Fork Fest.
Yes, the intermission
festivities,
show,
if you will. So,
Captain, you were about to tell us a little bit about the Derek Chauvin sentencing. He's the cop that killed George Floyd. We can't say allegedly because looked like he did it on video, and the jury agreed.
Seems to have been convicted. So even if you know you personally don't agree, well, I don't know that his neck was crushing his larynx and the autopsy, this, that, and the other, right? Like he was convicted.
Yeah.
Watch the video. I mean, the dude. He's, I mean, I'm pretty sure you see the guy kill the other guy.
Yeah.
You see Chauvin kill Floyd on video.
Yeah. And now he's been sentenced to how many years?
22 and a half.
22 and a half. Now, this, as I understand it, is just the state of Minnesota, right, that's going after him. This is not the federal government, which may also be bringing extra charges.
Blah, 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 blah.
I believe this was in a Minnesota state court that this decision was made.
This article does not detail the form of court.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't answer you specifically about what it was. I imagine it was.
Yeah.
I imagine there's no reason for federal the government to be involved in this.
If you're charged with
thing.
Murder, it tends to happen in state court. I don't think that there's a federal murder charge unless you're on federal property.
So my this article says that this particular sentence was the longest prison term ever imposed. I'm sorry, it says, is one of the longest prison terms ever imposed on a U.S. police officer in the killing of a black person. Now, 22 and a half years seems low to me for particularly a police officer murdering somebody else.
Well, obviously, it's low in comparison to things like, oh, I don't know, running a website like Ross Ulbricht did.
That's
the founder of the Silk Road, who's been sentenced to 2 life sentences plus 40 more years on top for creating a website on the internet that people use to sell things.
That arguably made drug trafficking safer than any government program ever even considered doing.
So this would be a fraction of that amount of years.
A very small fraction. And keep in mind, Mr. Ulbricht is not eligible for parole, where it appears Mr. Chauvin will be eligible around the 15-year mark.
Yeah, and don't forget, they will likely be putting him in some level of protective confinement, meaning that he will probably not be mixing in with other prisoners. So he'll have special treatment because he's one of them. You know, he is a cop, and they will treat him likely differently than your typical inmate or your typical prisoner. That may mean that he will have, 23-hour-a-day lockdown or something like that. So he may be in solitary for much of that time because he's likely deathly afraid of being in population. That's just my guess. Based on, how they've treated other police, the few other police that have ever been convicted of anything.
They do a bit of, self-justification here. Mm-hmm. The Floyd family members were disappointed. The sentence fell short of the 30 years prosecutors had requested. With good behavior, Chauvin, who's 45, by the way, you asked how old he was.
Okay.
45, could get out on parole after serving 15 years.
Yeah.
Just because it's the most time doesn't mean it's enough time, said Nakima Levy Armstrong, a Minneapolis protest leader. Judge Peter Cahill went beyond the 12-and-a-half-year sentence. This is the justification I was talking about. Judge Peter Cahill went beyond the 12-and-a-half-year sentence prescribed under state guidelines, citing Chauvin's abuse of a position of trust and authority and also the particular cruelty shown to Floyd. Okay, so you're going to go beyond 12-and-a-half years for a police officer who abused his position and murdered another person, but a guy who builds a website, as you said, gets double life plus 40 with no parole.
Yeah.
If this doesn't indicate to the listeners that the system is broken, then I don't know what can.
Well, the system is doing what it was designed to do, which is protect its own.
Yes.
No one wants to see that that's the case because that would make a very uncomfortable, revelation for them to say that, oh, the police aren't actually there to protect you. The police are there to protect themselves. The court system isn't actually there to dish out justice. It's just us. They're the ones protecting the police.
The Just Us program.
Yeah.
This does go on to say, you had mentioned about the federal versus the state thing.
Yeah.
It says, Crump said this was the longest sentence a police officer has ever received in Minnesota, but is hoping Chauvin gets the maximum at his upcoming federal civil rights trial.
Okay.
So apparently there's another trial this time for civil rights for him. I'm not sure how that works. How do you get two trials?
Yeah, and I don't know what the maximum will look like in that case.
How do you get two trials for the same crime?
Well, it's not the same crime. That would be double jeopardy in that particular case. This would be whatever the charges are of civil rights, federal civil rights violations, that's not the same thing as murder charges.
Okay.
I don't know what those are.
I still don't understand. That sounds like double jeopardy to me.
Well, they just call it something different, and then it's not double jeopardy.
Yeah. Okay.
You deprived this man of his rights.
Thanks, Alex.
The killing of him was aside from the question of was he deprived of his rights or his right to due process or whatever. I suspect that whatever those charges are will not have, as hefty of a sentence. But then again, as we saw with the federal government, even completely victimless crimes can like the wire fraud charges in the case against me and some of the Crypto Six face up to 30 years per charge.
Right.
There's another charge that only I am facing that faces up to life. Yeah. Now, supposedly I can't get life due to sentencing guidelines, but that's a 10-year minimum on that one.
Yeah.
So
well, and
they want to put me away for the rest of my life.
You're, what, 40? So if they sentence you to 40 years, well, I mean, that might as well be dead in prison. Might as well be life at that point. And again, that's the ridiculousness of these sentences, too. Like, we just heard earlier in hour one, we talked about a sentence of, I don't know, 127 years or something.
Mm-hmm. And like, for Julian Assange.
Yeah, how is that even a thought, right? Nobody lives for 127 years. Like, if they do, congratulations, you know. But the odds of them being incarcerated at age zero and then living to 128, pretty slim. So for any system to even consider doling out that amount of time is ridiculous.
It's just to show tough. We're tough on crime.
It's BS. I wish I could say these words.
Yeah.
But I cannot.
But, yeah, he's one of them. So, I mean, even though it's not a short amount of time, it's also, by comparison, almost nothing compared to what they've done with completely nonviolent, completely peaceful people. People who've been selling, you know, cocaine have been sentenced to longer times in prison.
There are people, I was reading a different article, and I don't know if I put it in show prep or not, but there are people serving life sentences still for marijuana.
Oh, yeah. Still. Places like Florida.
Still. Even in states where, like, you know, they've legalized it or made it made recreational legal or at least medicinal legal.
Sure, they'll nullify sentences for possession, but they're not nullifying selling.
Life for marijuana.
Yeah.
For a plant. No other convictions. In fact, I'm trying to remember the article was like the top, you know, 30 people still incarcerated for marijuana, and like a number of them had been pardoned by Orange Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, you're reading through, you're like, blah, blah, this, that, the other, pardoned by Orange Man in blah, 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 whatever year. And so a number of them had been pardoned, but a whole bunch of them were still in jail for life. Right. For life. Life.
That's right.
Life. For marijuana, for a plant. For
that. You're paying for that. Every taxpayer is on the hook for, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, whatever the prison cost is of an inmate right now, to keep that person alive and fed and watered. It's crazy.
And
they could be out being productive.
And the prison population is so enormous here in the United States of America. It's well over 2 million. It might even be 3 million. I haven't looked at it recently. Maybe I'll do that here momentarily and see if I can find that.
There's several states that have fewer people than 2 or 3 million.
Right?
Yeah, there's like 10 or at least.
Outnumbering the gulags.
Hey, we got more on the way here. You can join us. 603-283-6160. Hour 3 is coming up on Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.